BBC Radio Wales.
6:43 now. Welsh College has won two awards for its course in costume construction. Coleg Morganwg in Rhondda Cynon Taf has been recognised by the Vocational Education Foundation EDGE for its study programme, and it aims to set students up for a career in the film and theatre industry. Well, Emma Highgate is with us, the course leader. Very good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Beth.
You must be thrilled with that. Just tell us about the course. What do you do?
The course is aims to make excellent makers, cutters and makers, and the students produce beautiful costumes, and we have lots of people coming in from industry to work with them as well, and we get them out there working at the Welsh National Opera, the Royal Opera House, and they work on a graduate trainee scheme. It's My Shout with Roger Bunnell, and that's fantastic. So we get them everywhere to have this experience.
And I said costume construction because these are massive things, aren't they? It's not the odd nip and tuck and the odd stitch, is it?
No, it can be anything. It can be from modern day clothing right the way through to period clothing. So for the It's My Shout films, it was all about sort of modern day wear. So the students had a small budget and they sourced and bought the costumes and altered them. Whereas last year they worked on Mappa Monday's version of Dangerous Liaisons. So it was all luxurious 18th century costume with beadwork and lovely fabric. So
what is the most elaborate costume that's been made on the course?
Well, one of our students, Callie Myers, at the moment is making a Marie Antoinette. So the pannier, you can't touch the either end with your hand. It's so big,
right.
So wide.
That is a proper construction. Yes, how many on the course at the moment?
We've got years one and two, and there's 19 in the first year and 23 in the second year.
Now, you're costume makers, aren't you?
Yes.
Not the designers. So what is the process? You get the designs?
Yes, they're always interpreting someone else's design. So if we take Mappa Monday, for example, Lloyd Llewellyn Jones would put a set of designs together. He would come down and the students would go fabric shopping with him, and they're interpreting his designs. They have to do all the research to make sure that they get the cut and construction right to stop it sort of looking fancy dress. And they do all the beadwork, any decoration. So, you know, it's all about the research and getting it correct.
And is it a booming industry at the moment, would you say, Emma? Because, you know, tough time for the arts, for theatres.
Well,
the demand is there, is it?
Yeah. Well, I think we teach the students to be sort of resourceful and sort of... at the moment there are tough times with the cuts to the Arts Council, but then there's so many different areas that they can go into. We give them experiences with music videos, the short films, the experience on films. Two of the students worked on Ironclad last year. So, you know, we're giving them the best chance possible to go into the industry.
Brilliant. And two awards to boot, a little celebration?
Oh, double celebration, yes. We didn't know about the President's Gold Award. We knew that we'd won the award for EDGE Award. So when we went up to Westminster and then we found out that we'd won the President's Gold, which is sort of the winner of the winners, we were just thrilled. So to have that kind of recognition, we thought that what we were doing was good, to have that recognition.
But
not that good, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done. Well deserves Emma Highgate there, who is the course leader. Thank you very much.
Thank you.